So this is another episode of the Couch Fighter podcast. Tonight I was supposed to have actually someone joining me to do this podcast, but you know, can't rely on anybody, so I'm doing it myself again. As much as you'd love to hear that, but basically it's fight night, and yeah, it's hopefully going to be an eventful card by the looks of things. Well, my picks are OSP, Derek Lewis, Tony Ferguson, and obviously Conor McGregor. I'm hardly going to go against Conor McGregor since, you know, I'm from Ireland itself, so yeah, it was a hard one. Hard card to pick. You know, some really good fights. Tony Ferguson as well as against Anthony Pettis. That's a difficult one. Then you've Derek Lewis against Volkov. I think I got that right. Volkov. So, you know, I don't even know where to begin with this today. Like, it's been a very hectic couple of weeks building up to this fight, like with no marketing whatsoever on this card, really and truly, because it was, you know, handed to us in the last minute. So we were lucky to get it this early. I actually thought it would be a wee bit later on. I actually thought it'd be at the end of the year, and now all of a sudden we've got it in October time. So we're lucky, basically. I don't know what other way to put it, but we're lucky. The fights, I hope it's not going to be one of these, you know, you think it's going to be a really good card, and then when you watch it, you're like, oh my fuck, this is pure dirt, and everything goes to the decision, and it's like a waste of staying up to 6 o'clock in the morning. Again, I have no idea how I'm going to stay awake till 6 o'clock in the morning. Because I've been working all day, and yeah, I'm not like my wounds, but it's, you know, it's pretty shitty. The card itself, I don't even know where to begin. Like, it's fucking crazy. But really and truly, you're listening to this for the main reason, because of the Conor McGregor versus Khabib fight, right? Or Khabib versus Conor McGregor, since Khabib is the lightweight champion, so we'll put his name in front. Press conference, the whole build up this past couple of weeks, like, you heard nothing until this past couple of weeks, and it's been going fucking crazy. You know, we're hearing about whiskey, we're hearing about terrorism, we're hearing about terrorists, we're hearing about, you know, basically Conor going to that fine line of being racist as well too. But to say the least, it's been entertaining as fuck. Conor came out into this press conference, guns blaze, and once I watched it, I was like, is this boy rode off, or is he high, or the fuck's wrong with him? But what my opinion is, he was really angry at Khabib, and it all just kind of came out. He was trying to get into his head, but he got too emotionally angry that it was all just coming out too much, that it wasn't even coming out, you know, the way he usually comes out with his arguments and his, you know, this and that. It was coming out more, you know, he was spitting out words that, you know, didn't really make sense, and he was stumbling across words. So Khabib, I don't know, like, Khabib done well. Out of all everyone that's came across Conor in press conferences and media and Facebook, Instagram, blah blah blah, Khabib's done very well. He's kept very quiet, he's kept his, you know, kept his Russian self, and just stayed true to himself. he didn't get emotionally attached to anything that Connor said. So it for fans, for even the casual fans, obviously the casual fans are hopping on Connor's dick at the minute, but